he did not like to kill his cousin-in-law. He said that in that usurp my kingdom, I do not wish to kill them. Thus, this affection, this bodily affection, was not very much approved by Krishna. He said that you are talking like a non-alien. Anarja jistam, anarja, an alien, they do not think like that. Another place he says that you are giving consideration on the body, but any large skull man does not refer to body either dead or alive. They, learned man, will give stress on the moving force of the body. The Krishna consciousness movement means basically on the moving force of the body. Of the body. It's like you are moving, I am moving. As soon as the moving force, whatever it is gone, then your body is a lump of matter, my body is a lump of matter.
Have you heard anything between bringing this, which seems to have originated in India, into the West?
Have we found any problems or difficulty in bringing this teaching, which appears to have originated in India, to the West? Have we found any problems?
No, there cannot be any problem. This man is speaking to you. If you are sane man, you will have to admit this. The mistake you will have to admit. If you are a sane man, if you are something else, then you will not admit the mistake. Now, the mistake is, you are talking with me, I am talking with you. Your body is there, my body is there. Which is important? Your body is important or the force which is talking? That is important. Which is important?
The
force. So who is giving? Where is the education and institution to give lesson about this living force? Is there an education all over the world?
But you don't find that the fact that your parts are wearing robes or shaving their heads is a difficulty in the West where not many people...
It is not a question of East and West. It is a question of human life. There is no question. The Western people also have this living force, and Eastern people also have this living force. Well, the difference, Western Eastern. There is no question of Western Eastern. It is this problem for the whole human society.
Can you tell me how your teaching relates to the Bible? The Christian teaching
is good. It is giving an idea of God. But it is following Christian teaching. That is the problem. Nobody is following. Christ says, thou shalt not kill. And the Christian people are very smart in killing. Do you admit or not? That's it. And who is a Christian? If one does not follow the instruction of Christ, then would you call him a Christian?
Is there any reason why you teach because the
teaching is the same. The teaching is the same. What Lord Jesus Christ taught and what we are taught. The teaching is the same. But who is following? That is the reason.
You don't think that...
The difficulty has arisen. I am claiming to be Hindu, but I am not following the Vedic rules. You are claiming to be Christian, that you are not falling. Well, Christian, this is going on all over you.
But if someone were making the Bible a sort of reality in that...
Yes, it is good. What is wrong with that Bible? It is everything all right. We don't say the Bible is bad and Vedas are good. We don't say it.
Are you yourself or do your followers regard you as an incarnation of Krishna or as the teacher of Krishna?
No. We regard ourselves as servant of Krishna.
There are a lot of other spiritual groups in the world.
Everyone is servant of Krishna.
Are you saying?
Everyone. You are also servant of Krishna. Are you not servant of Krishna? Are you master? You are not servant of anyone? Are you? You have come as press representative. You are servant of the press. So you are not master.
But I wanted to ask about other spiritual groups in this country.
So any spiritual, if he actually belongs to the spiritual understanding, then he must admit that he is servant of God. That is real spiritual understanding.
But many give the...
They have no spiritual understanding. Anyone who says something else beyond this understanding, that every living entity is servant of God. If he says something else, he does not know what is spiritual life.
But there seems to be a lot of groups that are saying that, they're teaching a different way to...
A different way, there cannot be this. Way is one. God is one, and we all living entities, we are dependent on God's mercy. Therefore we are thankful. Everyone is thankful. We say that God is one. And every one of us, we are all servants of God. So let us engage in our original position as servants of God. This is our teaching.
Do you feel that in other groups also there are sort of teachers or masters or whatever they call them? Do you feel that there can be more?
They are wasting time simply. And cheating on us, that's all.
They are wasting.
Yes. Because they do not understand what is their position. Therefore, their teaching is simply waste of time.
So,
this is the position, that God is great. And we are all dependent on God. Who is denying this? This is the original principle. Now, in one religious system, it may be taught in a little different way, in another religious system maybe. But this, if there is no such sense that God is the supreme and we are all subordinate servants, this could be the basic idea that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabai Vamsana Paro Dharma Jatu Bhakti Yadhokkaje Ahoi Tuki Apatihata Jinatma Samprasidati. He says that is first class religion. He teaches the followers how to become obedient to God. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian religion or Hindu religion or Muslim religion. If they are teaching this fact that actually they are doing that. Muslims, they say Allah was born. Christians, this is God is dead. And the Hindus also say, Eka Brahma Vitya Nasti. So you go, it's the same teaching.
You're not actually saying that you're the only teacher who can give this teaching, but that any teacher who gives this teaching...
This is the principle. Just like 2 plus 2 equal to 4. So anyone who teaches this, he's a teacher. And if a rascal says 2 plus 2 equals to 3, then he's not a teacher, he's a cheater.
So are you saying that, that...
Yes, well, this is I'm saying what I'm saying to you, that God is there and everyone is subject. Can you deny this? Can you deny this?
No.
Then, what is the dividend? Nobody, no sane man will deny. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvatar Natar. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad, Matta Paratanam Nanya, Tinti the Sri Dhananya. So these things are there. God is great. We are all subordinate. And we are maintained. Eko jo bahunam vidudati kama. This is the basic impulse. Nitya nityana chetana chetanana. So these principles should be broadcast. People should know what is this position.
Is the teacher always necessary? I mean, many yes.
So how you, why you are asking? Anything you want to learn, you must go to a teacher. How you can learn? Independent.
I mean, just say by reading Bhagavad Gita.
Reading Bhagavad Gita is also taking lesson from the teacher. Teacher Krishna is personally the teacher. And you read Bhagavad Gita means you take lessons from teacher, the supreme teacher.
I read a news report recently that you had said in Paris that you no longer talk to your followers to chant simply the name of the Hare Krishna mantra because the name of God could be chanted in any form. Is that? Yes.
Chanting of the holy name. We are broadcasting that you in this case to begin for God's realization, chant His holy name. Very simple.
So this learning can be in different forms for a Christian or a
different form means that the just like water. Water, somebody says water. And India, somebody says jal, pani. But the substance is the same. If your name means the same thing, then it is right. And if your name suggests something else, then it is wrong.
And is it something that...
So if you have got some name which actually refers to God, then it is all right. But if you have got something name which refers to dog, then it is wrong.
Is this something that your followers can be aware of?
So we are recommending to chant the name of Krishna. The Krishna means all attractive. All attractive. The God is all attractive. Otherwise, how can be God? God cannot be attractive for you and not for me. This is very accurate word. God has no name, that's a fact. But we coin His name according to His dealings. Just like we call God Jasodananda. So God came as the son of Jasodananda. Therefore we call Him Jasodananda, son of Jasodananda. So you can take it as name. Similarly, God's name, the total summarization, all accept. That is perfect name.
Is this the same name spoken of the Bible? Is this the word of God?
Really?
In the Bible it says the word of God. Is that the same name?
Yes, God is God. Krishna is God. If you use this word, Krishna, because God is all attractive, then immediately you associate it with God. And if you associate with God, then you become purified.
Can you explain the what I read in one of your books, that the sounds spoken either in chanting the mantra or when talking about God or Krishna is somehow transcendental sound, though it's spoken with the same voice?
God is absolute. His name and his person not different, because he is absolute. Here in the material world, the name is not the substance. If I want water, I am thirsty. And if I chant, water, 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 that will not help me. But in the spiritual world, God being absolute, you chant God's name, you see God's form, you discuss about God's activity, they are all the same.
So how, if we chant water, 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 we can...
That is material. If you chant water, water, the real water will not come. But if you chant Krishna, Krishna, then because it is absolute, then you are associating with Krishna.
Then we become into spiritual...
Yes, immediately. Because Krishna is on your tongue.
How do we feel? I mean,
you will feel God chanting, just like if you drink water, then you will feel that my thirstness is gone.
But it's the same body you drink.
Yes, if you chant Krishna, then you will be spiritually realized.
That's all the questions I have.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So this is very important moment. Try to understand and broadcast it. It is not a sectarian so-called religious moment. It is a scientific moment.
You mean this moment in the world?
Yes. It's a constant. And all our hopes that very nicely being accepted by high class professors, universities, libraries, and all that. We will be surprised to know that we are selling books according to our Indian currency of 20 lakh rupees per month. Out of that, we are spending 8 to 10 lakhs for all our centers.
You have centers all over the
world? Yes, all over the world. In Europe, we have got so many centers. Here in London, we have got 2 centers. Similarly, Paris, Germany, 4 centers. Then Sweden, 1.
Sweden and Denmark.
Denmark, Holland. And Rome, and Switzerland, Geneva. So we have several matches here.
How many people
come? Oh, yes. There is still many people here. Each center you have got not less than 50 men up to 250. Similarly, we have got in Australia and New Zealand, all over the world. In India, we have got 6. In India, we have got Vrindavan, Calcutta, Bombay, Navadvip, Hyderabad, and so on.
Is the work you recommend your fellows to do purely spiritual?
So he simply says that God is great. You are servant. Don't be befooled that you are God. Don't be befooled like that. That is all.
Do you do anything like social work?
Yes, social work. This is the best social work. People are in ignorance and we are giving them knowledge. This is not the best social work. if you keep the man in ignorance, and if you give him something, just like your child, you simply give him to eat, but no education. Then what is it? Benefit. Is that very good, nice word? That you give your children nice food to become robust, but no education. Is that very good, nice word? People are in this human form of life, especially meant for understanding God. Adhāta brahma jigyāsa, this is Vedanta Sutta. So they are keeping them in darkness and teaching them technology, how to make cycle. The life is meant for understanding God, and they have been agitators are making cycle and swing machines. This is why. Therefore, there will be disaster. It is already there. Just like in America or any Western country, they have manufactured so many cars, and now they are flattening Caribbean, pleasing U.S. oil. You see, power crisis. And if they stop manufacturing, there is unemployment. And if they increase cars, there is power shortage. So this dilemma, this modern civilization, will have to meet this dilemma. Because we are going against the laws of God.
You are not suggesting that all that is just cut away
from you? No. You require, first thing you require, to eat. So Krishna says that anna bhavanti bhutani, produce sufficient grain, food grain, so that both the animal and the man, they will eat and become robust, stout and strong, and then they will be capable of working. That is the first thing. But who is producing food grain? They are producing motor tires. When there is scarcity of food, will these motor tires help us? We shall eat motor tires. This is going on. So-called industrialization, producing unnecessary things which is not required, and then neglecting producing food grains. And I have estimated, traveling all over the world, that there are so much space, even now, that if you produce food there, you can feed 10 times of the population as it is. But they will not do that. They will create motor cars, and the whole street is congested. At any moment there can be accident, and if you have to go to consult a doctor, you have to go 30 miles off, because the motor car is here. And diseased, I want to consult a doctor. He must be in neighborhood, but I have to go 30 miles. And maybe before going to the doctor, I may be finished by accident. Anartha, it is called anartha. Anartha means unwanted things. So Bhagavad says, anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokkari lokasya ajanata vidyan chakre shastra samhita. Because these rascals are simply creating unnecessary necessities of life. So their only remedy is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogam adhokkari. But people do not know it. Therefore, vidya, that way, he has made the Sāptata-samhita, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. anarthavasana, to stop them acting nonsensically, simply producing problems.
So it's just a question of when.
Reading book is there, you learn, and we learn it. It is already there.
Do you foresee a time coming when people will realize?
It is already come, disaster.
No, I mean the time coming when disaster is averted.
No, unless you take the real instruction, how we can stop disaster? You must agree to take the real instruction. If you don't agree, then you suffer. That is your business. But the remedy is there. The instruction is there. It's like Bhagavad Gita says, produce food grade. The remedy is there. But he will not produce food grade. He will produce motor car. Then you must have a...
But you foresee a time when many people will receive that remedy?
That I do not know. But the remedy is there. If you like that, take it. If a man is suffering from some disease, the remedy is there, the physician is there, but if he does not take advantage, then that is his business. What can he do? This is very nice. Every Bhagavad, every life is so important. Anathava samam shasad bhakti yugam adhokkhaje lokasya ajarata vijyana chakre sattata sangata. Those who are high-grade personalities, they are always thinking how these rascals will be happy. Their only business is that. But their instruction is not being accepted. That is, they have been described as murha. This word, murha, means rascals. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, namāna duṣkitanām murha, prapadyante narātma. The lowest of the mankind, miscreants and rascals, this class of man is not accept God as the Supreme. But Krishna is speaking rascal, one may protect. If there are so many educated men, they are all rascals. But that is also confirmed. Yes, they are rascals. Why? Māyā-bhūtajñāna. The real knowledge has been taken away by the illusory image. Māyā-bhūtajñāna. Why it is done? Āsuri bhāva māsita. Because they have accepted this theory, there is no God. That is it. Āsuri bhāva māsita. They are under the control. How you can say there is no God? Are you free? Are you independent? What do you think? Are you independent of God?
I guess we're not independent of God.
Huh?
I guess we're not independent of our destiny.
Do you want to be independent?
He says, I guess we are not independent of our death.
That's very thankful. That is interesting. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mrityu sarva harasya aham. Those who are not accepting God in lifetime, they will meet God, death, That is another form of God. That they cannot deny. Just like Hiranyakashipu, he simply defied God. But Nrisimhadev can finish the book within a second.
Is this something where we can sort of experience that while we are still alive?
Alive, we are getting chance to understand God. But if we don't understand, then next time we become a dog.
A dog?
Yes.
Why a dog?
Why not? Suppose if God says that you become a dog, can you take it?
Is there any way I can take it?
Yeah, that you can if you surrender.
If
you surrender, then you can say.
And the only way to surrender is to accept.
Otherwise, there is no certainty. You can become demigod also, you can become half granted. But you have to change your birth. Either you become dog or you can become demigod. But change your body. That is fact.
But you mean it always comes back as some form of animal?
How is that?
Whether you always return as an animal?
No, not always. There are 8,400,000 forms of life.
8 million.
You have to accept one of them. That is according to quality.
Quality.
Yes.
The quality of my life.
Yes. Just like if you infect a certain type of disease, you must suffer from the disease. Similarly, there are three qualities of the material nature. So, as you associate with that quality, you get a similar quality. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janmajonishu. How one is getting better life, one is getting worse life. The reason is associating, infecting the different types of modes of nature. That education we have no. There is no such education. What kind of association we should make so that we can better life or we can go back to home, back to home. There is no such education. They're living like cats and dogs. I'm going to cats and dogs.
So I understand the children in your school in Texas, they're brought up in the sort of spiritual consciousness.
Oh, yes. So
will they be virtually sort of living outside?
Oh, yes, outside also you can live. Simply you must know how to live. At the present moment you do not know how to live. That's all. And there is no education how to lead. All of you being sent to the slaughterhouse, that's all. They do not know how to lead. And the basic civilization you find, the first proposition is how to lead. Jatudvarnam maya system, gunatarnam vihara. How to live? The first human society is divided into four. The Brahman, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Shudra. The first class intelligent man, they are educated as Brahman. Brahman means Satta, Sama, Dama, Titikha, Ajava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asrikam, Brahma, Karma, Sama. Just like we are training engineers. Similarly, a class of men, those are very intelligent, they should be trained now as Brahman. They should be trained now how to speak truth, any circumstance. Even to the enemy, he'll speak truth. This is their training. Not that foolishly a class can go to life. What is the telling? The modern civilization, we do not know how to lead. just simply interested in eating, and that's also any nonsense eating. But according to Vedic Siddhis, this eating is first class. This eating is second class. This eating is third class. This eating is fourth class. So many things require to correct the mistaken way of civilization. That is Krishna consciousness.
And is the correct way of living merely actually a sort of higher state of consciousness where you're experiencing something different to...
Experience? Well, if you live in Krishna consciousness, basically experience different. There is no question of...
Not experiencing it.
No. It's like we are preaching this one. How to live Krishna consciousness? Then what is our program? Just explain. What is our program in the temple?
The temple.
Early in the morning.
Rising at 3:30, take bath, then go to the temple for kirtan and lecture, and chant our rounds, take breakfast, do duties.
What time do you take breakfast?
8 o'clock, 8:30. So before taking breakfast, we're already awake 8 out of 4 hours. Most people sleep till 8.
And then through the day?
Through the day, we're engaged. Some people are typing, some people are painting, some people are preaching, some people are printing books. We do everything because the society is complete. If Krishna says, whatever you do is work, whatever you eat, whatever you give away, everything should be done as an offering unto me by this principle of work. You are freed from all sinful reaction and you come to me. So the goal of life, or the goal of this society, or human society, should be to go back home, back to Godhead, back to Krishna.
We are going to have the next body. That's the fact. The Bhagavad Gita says that how we can have the next body. Janti deva brata devan pitrin janti pitrin brata bhute ja janti bhutani madhyajino pi janti ma. So you can go to the heart plant system. Prepare yourself in that way. You can go to the pitri loka. You can remain within this world. And you can come to me also. So if I have to prepare myself for the next life, why not go back to home, back to God? Why unnecessarily go to the other planets or to the dogs and cats? Prepare in such a way that taktadi hang punarjanmaneti, no material body, you go back to home. That is Krishna consciousness. The best. After all, you have to prepare yourself for the next body. Why not prepare yourself for the next body as good as Krishna's? Sachidananda Vidra. It is very intelligent movement. Any intelligent man should take it very seriously. If I have to prepare for my next life, why not prepare next life just we are talking with you? You can go and talk with Krishna. You can dance with Krishna. You can eat with Krishna. You can play with Krishna. If there is such possibility, why should we waste our time in different ways? That is Krishna consciousness. After all, we are going to die. And tatha dehantara prati, you have to accept another body. Just we have already accepted kumara jovana jara. We have accepted a different body. I was a child. Now I have a different body. So, we are accepting different body. Devina Sindhya Thadihi, Kumara Jovananja. Tatha Dehandara Prat. Similarly, he accepted as a body after death. Now, what that body should be, everything is there. Purdhanga chanti sattva madhye tishanti rajata jagarna gunavittista padavaga chanti tamata. If you associate, in fact, tamasi, ignorance, then you go down and down. Become animal. And if you associate with goodness, then you go up. Heart, friend, this is terrible enough to God. And if you, in fact, rajagun, passion, that is even here. Everything is there. Simply you have to accept and do it nicely, then our life is successful. That you have to do. You have no other question? Please. All questions are answered in Bhagavad Gita. You read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly. And you'll get all problems solved. Unfortunately, the so-called politicians and scholars, they misinterpret Bhagavad Gita and ruin their career and misguide us. That is it. All aspects are doing this. This word means this. As if Krishna left this word to be explained by a rascal. This is why. He does not think of his position that at any moment he will be kicked out of this platform of so-called leadership, so-called educated teacher, and he is commenting on the words of Krishna. This is it. He does not understand his position. So what I am?
How does Krishna
constitute
to the Hindu religion?
Krishna is not meant for the Hindus, but Krishna appeared in Hindustan. Therefore, it is the duty of all Hindus to know Krishna first. And they also conscious, every Hindu knows Krishna. Every Hindu observes the Janmashtami, Krishna's birthday. But they are not very serious to understand Krishna as a form. They are like Christian. They are Christian, but don't follow the Christian principles. And then Hindus are also like that. Nobody is following Krishna's instructions. Krishna says, I am God, matta parakaram nannat. There is no more superior person or superior position than me. Krishna says. And God means that. In the dictionary, God means the supreme being. Supreme being means nobody is greater than him, nobody is equal to him. That is called supreme. So, here, God personally says, that is here, matta parataram nanyat kinchi yasi nananjaya. But this rascal will not accept. They will say, no, here is another, Vini Krishna. They bring him on competitor. That is it. God means there cannot be any competitor. Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is better than him. But they will bring so many competitors. Like Krishna alone will be called. This is the position of the modern Hindus. They have lost their own culture and they wanted to imitate Western culture that they could not do. Neither they could maintain their own culture. Therefore, the wildness. Very precarious condition. Giving some to her. This is Krishna's prasad. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Did you take any information on that land you wanted to go?
No, we didn't get a chance to take.
So, there is some light maybe here. Are you?